Okay, good morning everybody. Here we are on Lag BaOmer, central days of Spherus BaOmer. So we're continuing our limud of these halachas. In the previous year, we looked mainly at the opinion of the Bahad, who holds that if you've missed one day of BaOmer, you've lost the whole mitzvah. And we looked at various other permutations of how far we accept his shita as being halacha. We looked at various cases where you have a doubt that perhaps you counted on the previous day. For example, you counted during the day, not during the night. Or other types, other scenarios, where perhaps you may have counted on the previous day, and then we rule that you can continue counting with a problem. Well, now let's continue looking. What happens if indeed you miss the whole day? One day you didn't count, not in the day, not in the night, nothing. So this is in Sa'if Beis in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It's like the second sentence, a little bit of the way in. Ve'im shotach gam kol hayom. If you forgot the entire day, yisfor acharkach b'chol aleilois b'loy bracha. Once you continue counting the subsequent nights without any bracha. Without any bracha, that is obviously because of this opinion of the Baha'i, that if one misses the day, you've missed the mitzvah. One shouldn't think that the counting becomes optional. Certainly, according to many shittas in the Rishonim, there is still an obligation to count. We just don't make a bracha because of the topic that according to the Baha'i, there is no mitzvah. Let's just consider for a minute a couple of other cases which might also fall under this category of somebody who's missing days. So there's a little straightforward case like this that he forgot a day, so he's missing a day. Then you don't count with a bracha. So one other very classic question is, what about somebody who wasn't chayav at the beginning of Spherus HaOmer? So he's missing days in a different sense. So let's say, obviously, a kohen whose bar mitzvah takes place during the Spherus HaOmer. So he's missing days in the sense that he wasn't obliged in the mitzvah at the beginning of the Spherus HaOmer. So we might want to posit that even if he did count, maybe his counting doesn't help, because he wasn't obliged to count. I'm sure we've all heard that this topic is the subject of many bar mitzvah drushes. Anytime you go to a bar mitzvah during the Spherus HaOmer, very frequently this is what the pilpul is about. But the bottom line, la halacha, is that if the kohen counted while he was a kohen, he indeed did count, that counting is sufficient to enable him to continue counting with a bracha. That's the bottom line, la halacha. So a kohen who becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of the Spherus HaOmer may continue counting with a bracha on the basis of the fact that he counted beforehand. What about another scenario, a drop more unusual? Some of you becomes a convert, and his gerus takes place during the Spherus HaOmer. So in this situation, even if, you know, it might even be that maybe he counted beforehand, he's practicing to become Jewish, you know, he knows this. He's got an appointment for his conversion and he knows that he's going to become Jewish, and maybe he was counting before to practice. That is not sufficient. His counting, which he does while still a non-Jew, is not sufficient to consider that he had counted, and therefore essentially he is missing days, and therefore he cannot count. What about another scenario of somebody who knows in advance that he isn't going to have all the days of the Spherus HaOmer? For example, he knows that he's going to have some sort of operation, let's say, where he's going to be out for the count for long enough that he doesn't think he's going to be able to count. So can he begin at the beginning counting with a bracha when he knows that he isn't going to have all of the days because he has this operation? So most of the cases we look at are Lazar HaMaisa, you've forgotten already a day, you were missing a day for some reason or other. So now do you continue counting with a bracha? What about at the beginning, when you, let's say no, you project, you think that you're not going to be able to count all the days with a bracha? And we have in fact a comparison to this idea in the Mishnah Berurah, where the Mishnah Berurah writes, we mentioned this already, that the Mishnah Berurah writes that ladies should not count because it is usual that they forget a day. So Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying that even if in advance you know you're going to miss a day, that's a reason not to count. So we would think perhaps to compare to our question of somebody who's going to have an operation and knows who's going to miss a day also shouldn't count. Lamaisa, the bottom line is the contemporary question, which Rabbi Zalman and others write, that in this situation of the operation, one may count with a brother. And one should not compare it to what Mishmura writes about ladies, because in the first place, ladies are not obliged anyway. So we are very, very sort of quick to say that maybe it's better they shouldn't count with a brother. But a man who is obliged in the mitzvah, he should count, even if he thinks he may not be able to count all of the days, because we say that this sort of projection of the future is a shtickle, a type of stopping. Even somebody who has something scheduled, one doesn't know, something could change, something could be pushed off, so you don't know with certainty that you're not going to be able to count. Joined to the fact that the Bahag is itself a question. With those two spaces in mind, one can go ahead and count with a book. Let's just look at one other interesting scenario where one could theoretically, so to speak, miss days, which is somebody who travels and he crosses the date line. So he travels, let's say, from Australia. Look at two scenarios. So you can have somebody who's traveling from east towards the west. So if you're traveling from east towards the west, I'm only getting this the right way around, from east towards the west, you could have missed a day. For example, you were in the east, and it counted, let's say, the third of Dolina in the night. Then he travels. He travels westwards. He could arrive in a place where in that place, last night, they counted Dalet, and tonight they're going to count Hay. So if he just waits for Maariv on that night, hey, he's going to miss a day. Yesterday he was in some place where they counted Gimel. Tonight he's arrived in a place where at Maariv time they're counting Hay. Because when he was counting Gimel last night, they were counting Dalet. So Sedra Flame Zalman, if you arrive there during the day, you should count Dalet during the day with the place where you've arrived at during the day, even though they already counted the previous night. You counted Gimel last night, during the day you'll count Dalet. And then on Hay you can continue counting with a brother. But if you didn't count at all, so effectively you've missed out Dalet, and then we give you the din of somebody who's missed one day, and then you can't continue counting with a brother. The other way around, if you travel the other way around, from west to east, you could end up, so to speak, having an extra day. You could have counted Gimel in the night where you were in the east. You travel towards the west, where you were in the west, you travel towards the east. And they're again counting Gimel. So are you hired to count that Gimel? Well, you've already counted Gimel. You've got an extra day, so to speak. So again, like with all these types of spakers, the Rav Shlomo Zalman says, count that night without a bracha. The extra Gimel count without a bracha, then you can continue counting with a bracha. Okay, let's conclude now this limud of Seif Beis. The in is tafik loy. The last sentence now, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. In this tafik loy, imsofar balayla oiloy. Somebody who cannot remember whether he counted the previous day. Akalpish loy sofar v'yon shalachot. He knows with certainty that he did not count during the day. He just cannot remember. He comes to Maariv one night. Somebody starts thinking to himself and says, hey, last night was a bit unusual, I went here, I went there, did I count Spirit Sohim, did I not count Spirit Sohim, I just can't remember. So it's a stopic. Mikal Mokon, Yotel Lisper, Sha'ar, Alelis, Bibrocha. Since it's only a stopic that he forgot, he can continue counting with a brocha. The whole halacha, that if you forgot, you cannot count with a brocha, is only in a case where you know with certainty that you didn't count. If you have a doubt whether you counted or not, you can continue counting with a brocha. So this applies both in a situation where you have a topic, what happened, and you can't remember if you counted or not, or if we have some situation of a topic in din, where you did count, but for some reason or other, your sphere is a topic, whether it was good enough, whether it wasn't good enough, but there's a chance that you counted, possibility that you counted, you can continue counting with it. Yeah. Now let's move on to Seif Gimel. This is a very well-known halacha. Says the Gittin of the Oracle of Eve Gil. Hashtoyal Beit Haveiro. One who asks his friend. Beit Hashmoshes Ayacharet. Yankul Shmerel and Beryl, they meet together during Beit Hashmoshes. So Yankul Shmerel says to Beryl, hey, oh, what sphere is it today? What is it going to be this night? Either with it during Beit Hashmoshes or later on in the evening. Come on, Moinim Hayoi. How many are we counting today? Yoim Aloi, so Beryl should answer back. Es Moel Hayokach Mekach. He should answer him, yesterday was such and such. Shim Yoim Aloi, come on, Moinim Hayoi. If he's going to answer back that today is such and such. He will not be able to make a bracha when it comes to Sphira Soimeh in the Tfilah or whatever it is.
If he just said the number.
Oh, so we'll look more closely at what exactly is included in counting. Let's just, before I play, let's drop the background over here. We know there's an international question, a big question, whether mitzvahs, shrishvahs, kavanah or not. Whether in order to fulfill a mitzvah, does one have to have intent with action or speech or whatever it is that I'm about to do now, I wish now to fulfill a mitzvah. Does one have to have an intent to fulfill a mitzvah or not? This is a question which runs through all Kiyum mitzvahs. Mitzvah tzrichas kavanah or ein tzrichas kavanah. Do mitzvahs require kavanah or not? Now certainly we rule that lechatchila one should have intent when one fulfills the mitzvah, but this action is in order to fulfill the mitzvah. However, we also do take into account the possibility, the tzad, that mitzvahs do not need intent in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Now this is very central to the understanding of this halacha. Were we to say mitzvahs tzrichas kavanah, mitzvahs require intent, then there would be no problem whatsoever in this scenario here. Somebody asks, oh, what day is it today? You've obviously got no intent to count. You're just saying what day is, so the guy knows. So there is no question that you will not yotze the mitzvah, and therefore you can count whenever you want, as part of the Twitter or whatever, with a brother. That's if you say mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. The concern over here is according to the opinion that mitzvah is a tzrichas kavanah. We are concerned also for that opinion. According to the Manda Omar, to the opinion mitzvah is a tzrichas kavanah, then you will not be able to go ahead and count another time with a bracha, because with that simple statement, today is such and such, you have already fulfilled the mitzvah without intent. Okay. Based upon this background, somebody who has explicit intent not to fulfill the obligation, he thinks about it and he says, oh, I know there's this whole big question, so I'll tell you what day it is, and I intend with this not to fulfill my obligation. Says the Mishnah Berurah that with this simple thought you can avoid this shaila. Even the opinion who holds mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavanah, mitzvahs do not require kavanah, he agrees that if you have specific, explicit intent that I do not wish to fulfill the mitzvah, then you do not fulfill it. So therefore, if you reply to your friend, oh, today is such and such, and you have intent that I do not wish with this statement to fulfill the mitzvah, you certainly do not fulfill any mitzvah. And therefore, there will be no issue whatsoever in continuing to count with Ibrah. Okay, let's look at a couple of other permutations of this halacha. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes over here, he asks him during Bein Hashmoshes. That is because Bein Hashmoshes, after the Shkia, after sunset, during the period of twilight, and later is already the time that one can be yotze in the mitzvah. An earlier time, however, even after the time of Plag HaMitzvah, when we have the concept of early Maariv, there's some people to raise up Maariv at that time, you cannot fulfill Sefirot HaOmer at that time. And therefore, there is no concern, even though it's towards the end of the day, to answer your friend what day is tomorrow's Sefirot. Only from Beit HaShmoshes or Eilach are we concerned about this point. A few other points, even if one answers Belaz, one answers him not in Hebrew, you answer him in English, you can count Sphira in any language, there would also be a concern. Another point, the whole concern is only if you answer him, today is such and such. Because the essence of spirit koine is to count the days, and therefore when you say, today is such and such, you've counted the spirit koine. If you don't use the word hayom or today, he asks you, what is it today? And you just say, 33, that's not spirit koine. However, let's just add in parentheses, although this is the way the Mishmaru Haskins, he does mention that there are some who disagree with this. And that is probably the reason why we don't generally find people doing this, and we do generally see people are particular to say, yes, today was such and such, even though there is this straightforward answer of just saying the number without today, because some disagree. But the story is quite stark. Suicide is to say today is such and such. Yeah.
Petitions for bringing in normal time. Ronin said bracha, and Shimon said number. He said bracha Hashem, kayom. Shimon said blah 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 number. Those that say what needs to be said.
Right, but none of them have said everything.
My question is,
each one is missing half.
Anything happened or not?
No.
Besides Bracha Levatol, maybe.
Yeah. Unless, maybe in a situation where if each one has Kavona to be Yotze, Moitzi the other one, then you could say it's a stopping that they were Yotze.
Is it because, why in this situation? Because it's what you try to explain us right now.
Yeah.
What don't do it day to day, somebody said so to say.
Right. I was going to speak about a slightly different scenario. What would be if you have somebody who counts spirit koine, his neighbor standing next to him in shul, and his neighbor hears, oh no, my neighbor made a mistake, he said the wrong day. So let's say he says it's 32, and really it's 33. So he says it's 32 line. That's why his neighbor quickly pipes up and says, oh no, 33. So would there be any issue now that the neighbor has effectively already counted spirit koine? But based on what we've said now, since he hasn't said the word hayom, so he hasn't counted. He hasn't counted, he can count again with a book. Well, that was fun for today.
Yes.
Hopefully a good day. Keep cool. Yeah. Keep indoors, drink plenty. Yeah, look after yourselves. Dangerously hot.
Tomorrow
is even hotter than tomorrow. Tomorrow is the peak. Yeah.